intelligent beast, but it did not exempt other intelligences from its food supply if they were its enemies. Many of the plain races ate their enemies. Bowmans found the idea repugnant in practice, yet it had a certain moral allure. How vigorously would men prosecute their wars if they had to eat those who fell before their swords? Interesting. But how to impose the requirement? The mantas began returning. Near as the old man could tell, they were very pleased with themselves. It was over. The wind whale was up and safely away and now preoccupied with its digestion. Bowmans rose. Time to turn in. As he passed Darling, Silent, and the scarred men here, he said, "Next time, the bear is going to bite back. You should have stuck him while you had him." Chapter 22. The bear was stunned, numb, immobile within the desolation of his camp, desperately trying to grasp the sense of his sudden misfortune. His entire existence was a headlong assault upon adversity. Having something go sour was never a surprise. But a disaster of these proportions, with its implication of vast, previously unconsidered forces in motion, had, for the moment, obliterated his initiative. He lacked even his usual insane volition, driven by the engine of rage. The beast toad-killer dog was less stricken. Its memories of the son of the tree were fresh. It had not deceived itself when it came to that sprig's connection with its sire. It had been but a matter of time till old Father Tree showed an interest. Toad-killer dog had been to the plane of fear. He had come face to face with the god. His memories of the confrontation were not sweet. He had been lucky to escape. But that had been a profitable adventure. He had seen the plane firsthand. Now what he knew might become a useful tool, if the wicker man would listen. Unlikely. It was not now the half-rational thing that had been the limper before. It had become so self-centered, so self-involved, as to be the hub of a solipsistic universe. The beast prowled the camp, past men and the remains of men. Shock lay upon the survivors like a smothering quilt. Only a few understood what had happened. He heard mutterings about the wrath of the gods. Those men did not know how truly they spoke. It would be hard to hold them together if that theory gained credence. Problems of conscience were endemic already. There was a faint hiss, a crack, and a blinding flash. The beast's fur stood straight out. Little blue sparks pranced and crackled amidst it, though the bolt had missed. Soldiers scurried around like hens in a panic. That sniper had attained a tremendous speed, falling from several miles high. It came and went too quickly for any response. Even in daylight, there would have been little chance to get it. Flash, crack, screams. A man pranced